Here is the translation of the provided text into English. Note, the text is already in English, so no translation changes are necessary. World oil and gas demand could grow until 2050, IEA says. At COP30, California Governor Newsom blasts Trump for dumb U.S. climate policy. Gold prices cool after two-day rebound. U.S. GovT reopening. Rate cut in focus. U.S. Supreme Court extends pause on order requiring Trump to fully fund food aid. Oil prices edge lower with U.S. GovT reopening in focus. Mexico imposes 156% tariff on sugar imports. Oil up as investors balance sanctions risks, oversupply worries. Thousands in Serbia protest law to speed Kushner development of old army compound. Exclusive Lukoil declares force majeure in Iraq over U.S. sanctions. Sources say PVA Tepla confirms 2025 prelims with solid order momentum. Taiwanese electronics firm Foxconn's Q3 profit rises 17% beats forecasts. Australia's MinRes inks $765 million deal with POSCO for lithium JV stake. Shares surge. Gulfstream says U.S. business jet demand strong but China slow due to trade tensions. M&S shakes up fashion supply chain to spark online growth. Exclusive GM wants parts makers to pull supply chains from China. Turkcell, Google, sign cooperation agreement on cloud technologies. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.79%. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.22%. French business confidence falls to two-year low amid political uncertainty. German business confidence weakens. Firms show caution on jobs. Italian firms expect higher profits as cost pressures ease. Spain business sentiment improves in October with focus on growth. Japan's private sector optimism for 2026 growth reaches 17-month high. Vietnam eyes tariff deal soon, as U.S. seeks to cut huge trade deficit. Global EV sales growth hits 23% in October, research firm says. Japanese manufacturers' sentiment surges to highest in nearly 4 years, Reuters poll. French central bank sees slight growth in Q4 as political uncertainty weighs. Yen hits 9-month low, dollar tentative as traders mull December Fed cut. Japan Prime Minister strongly hopes. BOJ achieves wage-driven inflation. Japan to pledge bold spending increase in stimulus package, draft shows. Exclusive Australia's central bank debates if monetary policy is restrictive, deputy governor says. Asian equities witness over $10 billion foreign outflows in November as AI rally stalls. Japan finance minister says weak yen's disadvantages more pronounced than advantages. Morning bid. U.S. Congress poised to get back to work. Fed increasingly fractured over deck rate cut. WSJ's Timiraos, yen stablecoin issuer, predicts growing presence in Japan's bond market. Irish corporate taxes to avoid tariff hit, but risks rise, watchdog says. Bitcoin price today slips below 103K as U.S. GovT reopening brings little relief. EOS falls 15% in sell-off. China accuses U.S. of orchestrating $13 billion Bitcoin theft. Constellation Network expands global reach with DAG, listing on Kraken. Rise acquires BSX, a perp DEX on Base, to accelerate development of the first integrated order books. Threshold Network simplifies Bitcoin on-chain access with direct and gasless TBTC minting. Bitcoin price today retreats to $104 despite. Strategy buying, shutdown progress BNB chain to host BNB hack. Buenos Aires and demo night at DevConnect Argentina. Sample buys back 246, that 219 shares. It's a part of $150 million program. Turkcell partners with Google Cloudlish new cloud region in Turkey. DBV Technologies completes last patient visit in Vitessa trial. Centa surprises public offering of 11.6 million ADS at $21.50 each. Cathie Wood's ARK trade, Shylight major Alibaba and Reddit stock moves. Group 1 Automotive approves 500 million share repurchase plan. ElasticAD Central, management to open telemetry distribution Nexon Q3 2025 presentation. Net income surges 41% despite revenue decline.